From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Suspected serial bomber Eric Rudolph has been flown to Birmingham, Alabama. That's the site of one of four bombings with which he's been charged. This morning, Rudolph made a brief court appearance in Asheville, North Carolina, where he was captured over the weekend. His attorney says Rudolph admitted no involvement in any of the blasts. From Asheville, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Federal marshals brought Rudolph to Asheville in a military Black Hawk helicopter, and he was led into the courtroom wearing shackles and a bulletproof vest. The accused bomber listened quietly as a federal prosecutor read a list of 23 federal charges now pending against him. Rudolph is accused of killing two people and injuring more than 100 in a series of bombings, three in Atlanta, one in Birmingham. At the government's request, federal judge Lacey Thornburg ordered that Rudolph be taken to Alabama to face the first of two trials. U.S. Attorney Robert Conrad spoke briefly just after the hearing.
The United States Marshals Service will comply with the court's order. For security reasons, we cannot provide you with any more information as to when or how that compliance will occur, but the Marshals Service will comply with the order of the court, which was given today at the initial appearance.
In fact, within hours after Conrad made that announcement, Rudolph was aboard a flight to Birmingham. In a written statement, Attorney General John Ashcroft said he expects the Alabama trial to be what he calls relatively short and straightforward. In that trial, Rudolph will face charges for a fatal bombing at a clinic that performs abortions. Once that case is complete, Rudolph will be transferred to Georgia for what the Attorney General says is a more complicated trial in connection with explosions at a gay nightclub, another clinic, and Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park. Rudolph told the court he cannot afford an attorney, so Asheville lawyer Sean Devereaux was appointed to represent him. After a meeting with his new client, Devereaux described Rudolph as thoughtful and articulate.
You know, he's a reflective individual. I mean, he's got a lot to think about. He's been through a lot. You know, I was watching somebody's show this morning. They showed the surviving daughter of and the woman who survived the Alabama explosion. And you know, he and I talked a little bit about that. He's doesn't know anything about that or hasn't indicated to me that he does, but you know, he's not an uncaring person by any stretch of the imagination.
Devereaux says he doesn't know everywhere Rudolph has been over the past 5 years while he was a fugitive and the subject of a massive federal manhunt. But he says Rudolph did assure him that any campsites he used in the North Carolina woods are not booby-trapped. Investigators now are searching the wilderness looking for places Rudolph stayed in hopes of finding evidence that will connect him to the explosions. Devereaux also says he didn't discuss politics with his client, but the veteran lawyer discounted reports that Rudolph is involved with the white supremacy movement.
I've represented some of those people in the Aryan movement, so forth, and generally speaking, when you walk into the cell, they reach through and grab you by the lapels and start spouting that stuff to you. There's none of that. If I hadn't read about this case, I would have no reason to believe from my 2 hours with Eric Rudolph that he holds any radical political beliefs.
Devereaux is not likely to be the attorney who represents Rudolph during the Alabama and Georgia trials, proceedings in which the government will seek the death penalty. Devereaux says Rudolph appeared to be healthy, though he says he lost about 50 pounds during his years in hiding. As Devereaux parted company with Rudolph after the hearing, the lawyer says his client made two requests. Rudolph asked for help in contacting his mother and sister, and he also gave Devereaux a Bible that he wanted transported to Alabama with him. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Asheville, North Carolina.